eliminate NAFTA. The Pentagon says... This is... From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Gia Billy reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn took more than $500,000 from Turkey and tens of thousands of dollars from Russian interests. New documents show he was also warned not to accept payments from foreign governments in 2014. Elijah Cummings, a top Democrat on the House of Representatives Oversight Committee, said his committee has no evidence that Flynn obtained permission from the Secretary of the Army and the Secretary of State to accept any foreign government payments as required by law. One of the documents showed the U.S. Defense Department's Inspector General's office has opened its own investigation into whether Flynn had sought permission to accept payments. President Donald Trump says phone conversations Wednesday with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau persuaded him not to withdraw from the country's three-way trade pact, at least for now. He said the NAFTA has been horrible for the U.S. economy.
I like them very much. I respect their countries very much. The relationship is very special. And I said, I will hold on the termination. Let's see if we can make it a fair deal. Because NAFTA has been a horrible deal for the United States. It's been very good for Canada. It's been very good for Mexico. But it's been horrible for the United States.
This is VOA News. Lawmakers from both the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives received extraordinary classified briefings by the administration Wednesday. Details from White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
Mid-afternoon, senators climbed aboard a pair of buses for an unusual caravan to the executive office building adjacent to the White House. There they learned about the broad range of options to remove the North Korean threat, which a senior administration official described as very grave. Senator Chris Coons called the briefing sobering. He said, however, no military options were put before the lawmakers.
I think it is constructive for us to be having bipartisan conversations as an entire Senate with the leaders of the administration, the national security and diplomacy team of the administration.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
One of the key messages coming out of President Donald Trump's meeting with U.S. lawmakers in North Korea was a renewed emphasis on the need to use sanctions and diplomacy to try and pressure Pyongyang back to the negotiating table. And while the outlook for the resumption of talks remains bleak at best, analysts say China's support in that effort is key. Analysts in China say the government is already doing all it can to keep the North in check. Beijing cut coal imports from North Korea earlier this year and has been tightening financial flows into the North. A Burkina Faso court has postponed the start of the trial for ex-president Blaise Compaoré and his former cabinet. The accused are being tried for their alleged role in the violent crackdown on the 2014 uprising that ultimately ended Compaoré's nearly three decades in power. Brent Possumus has the latest.
The much-anticipated trial of former President Blaise Compaoré and almost his entire former cabinet was supposed to start Thursday. But instead, it was adjourned before it even began. According to sources within the Ministry of Justice, there was a scheduling conflict. The Lawyers Association of Burkina Faso is holding its annual reunion, so the lawyers were at their official banquet and not at the trial. A few showed up, but only to request the hearing be adjourned. This was granted by the court's president, Mathieu Ouédraogo. Bram Posthumus for VOA News, Ouagadougou.
The Russian government has called on Israel and other countries to avoid any actions that may escalate tension in Syria after Israel conducted airstrikes Thursday against an arms supply hub near Damascus International Airport. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters in Moscow that all countries need to refrain from any kind of actions that could lead to an increase in tension in this already restive region. Peskov also said Syria's sovereignty should be respected. I am Gia Billy in Washington.